Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi holds pre-budget consultation with economists in New Delhi. Centre releases 15 Finance Commission grants of over 2,000 crore rupees for Uttar Pradesh and Andhra Pradesh for rural development. Union Consumer Affairs Minister Prahlad Joshi urges e-commerce platform and regulatory authorities to work together to promote ethical practices for consumer rights. Weather forecasting accuracy of IMD increased by 40 to 50% in last 10 years, says DG IMD. French Prime Minister François Bayrou announces new government following collapse of previous cabinet. And in women's cricket, match between India and West Indies underway in Vadodara. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today participated in a pre-budget consultation with eminent economists at Niti Aayog in New Delhi. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman, Niti Aayog CEO BVR Subramaniam and other senior officers participated in the meeting. The pre-budget consultations for Union Budget 2025-26 started on the 6th of this month. Ms. Sitharaman had held consultations with finance ministers of various states, farmer associations, economists and MSMEs. The Union Finance Minister is likely to present the budget for 2025-26 in the Lok Sabha on coming 1st of February. The central government has released the 15th Finance Commission grants of over 2,000 crore rupees for Uttar Pradesh and Andhra Pradesh for rural development. The Ministry of Panchayati Raj said more than 1,598 crore rupees has been released for Uttar Pradesh and over 446 crore rupees for Andhra Pradesh. The grants will be utilized by Panchayati Raj institutions and rural local bodies for location-specific needs. The ministry said the government is providing grants directly to Panchayati Raj institutions and rural local bodies to transform the landscape of rural local governance. On the occasion of the National Consumer Day, Union Consumer Affairs Minister Prahlad Joshi today virtually launched several initiatives aimed at identifying dark patterns on e-commerce platforms and empowering the consumers. Mr. Joshi launched the Jago Grahak Jago app, the Jagriti app, and the Jagriti dashboard to protect consumers and identify dark patterns on e-commerce platforms. The Jago Grahak Jago app will provide essential e-commerce information about all URLs during a consumer's online activities, alerting them if any URL may be unsafe and requires caution. In his message, Prahlad Joshi reaffirmed the government commitment of protecting and empowering the rights of the consumer. Mr. Joshi urged all the stakeholders, business, e-commerce platforms, civil society and regulatory authorities to work together to promote ethical practices and strong consumer rights.
On occasion of National Consumer Day, December 2024, we reaffirm our commitment to protecting and empowering the rights of the consumers. This year's theme, Virtual Hearing and Digital Access to the Consumer Justice, highlights the importance of the emerging opportunities in the digital world. Government of India dedicated to providing safe, transparent and trustworthy marketplace, strengthening the Consumer Protection Act 2019, enabling the swift grievances redressal through the e-dakhil platform and monitoring the unfair trade practices in the digital domain, such as dark patterns, greenwashing through guidelines and oversight, reflect our priorities in this direction.
Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has said the export value of smartphones has crossed 1 lakh crore rupees in the first 8 months of the current financial year. In a social media post, Mr. Vaishnav said the production-linked incentive PLI scheme has led to the growth of smartphone exports in the country by 45% as compared to last year. He also said the government has set a target to increase the export of smartphones to reach 1,70,000 crore rupees in the current fiscal year. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today chaired a review meeting on the implementation of three new criminal laws with the National Crime Records Bureau, NCRB, in New Delhi. During the meeting, Mr. Shah asked the NCRB to facilitate the complete implementation of new criminal laws in the interoperable Criminal Justice System 2.0. The Home Minister also said alerts should be generated for all criminal cases at predefined stages and timelines, right from registration to disposal of the case, to benefit victims and complainants. Delhi police has busted a gang involved in the illegal immigration of Bangladeshi citizens. Addressing a press conference, Deputy Commissioner of Police, South Delhi, Ankit Chauhan, said 11 people have been arrested who were involved in this case. He said the arrested individuals created fake documents through a fraudulent website, enabling the Bangladeshi nationals to stay in the country illegally. Mr. Chauhan also said the police have arrested 5 Bangladeshi citizens and 6 other people who helped them in getting fake Aadhaar cards, PAN cards and voter ID cards.
ये लोग जंगल के रास्ते इंडिया एंटर करते हैं फिर वहां पे नियरेस्ट टाउन जाके इनको एक सेंटोशेक हमारा जो आदमी था जिनके एजेंट वहां पे पैसा पकड़ाते हैं और एक फर्जी सिम कार्ड देते हैं साथ ही साथ एक फर्जी आधार कार्ड भी देते हैं उससे ये लोग ट्रैवल करते हुए दिल्ली पहुंचते हैं दिल्ली आके ये आधार कार्ड में जो फर्जी बर्थ सर्टिफिकेट वाला नेटवर्क है उससे नकली बर्थ सर्टिफिकेट बना के आधार कार्ड अपना अपने नाम से बनवा लेते हैं प्रॉपरली इसमें हमने एक ऑनलाइन वेबसाइट है जहां से फर्जी बर्थ सर्टिफिकेट बनते थे उसको ही बस्ट किया है jantaprints.in नाम है उसका उसमें उन्होंने रेट कार्ड लगा रखा है कि 20 रूपये में ये 30 रूपये में ये बना लीजिए तो उसमें एक रजत मिश्रा नाम का आदमी है जो वेबसाइट चलाता था इसमें चांद मोहम्मद नाम का एक आदमी इसके अकाउंट में पैसे जाते थे फिर सद्दाम को पकड़ा गया रजत मिश्रा को पकड़ा गया सोनू कुमार का जीजा है इसने वेबसाइट डिजाइन करी उसको बस्ट किया गया इससे लगभग हमें मालूम चला कि 228 सर्टिफिकेट अब तक 2 अकाउंट से जनरेट हो चुके हैं टोटल तो शायद हजारों में रन करेंगे.
The first meeting of the Joint Parliamentary Committee, JPC, on two bills related to One Nation, One Election will be held on the 8th of next month. The 39-member committee has 27 members from the Lok Sabha and 12 members from the Rajya Sabha. The committee will submit its report to the House by the first day of the last week of the next Parliament session. On the occasion of the 100th birth anniversary of former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Madhya Pradesh tomorrow. He will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of multiple development projects in Khajuraho. The Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone of Ken Betwa River Linking National Project, the country's first interlinking of rivers project. Under the National Perspective Plan, this project will provide irrigation facilities to various districts in Madhya Pradesh and Uttar Pradesh, benefiting lakhs of farmer families. The project will also provide drinking water facilities to the people of the region. Prime Minister Modi will release a commemorative stamp and coin marking the 100th birth anniversary of Atal Bihari Vajpayee. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. The weather forecasting accuracy of the India Meteorological Department has increased by 40-50% in the last 10 years. Talking to the media, Director General of IMD, Mrityunjay Mohapatra, said the accuracy of heavy rainfall has also increased from 60% to 80%. Highlighting the infrastructural growth of the IMD, Mr. Mohapatra said when the weather agency started, they had 80 observation stations, but today they have 550 departmental observatories, 2,000 automatic weather stations and Doppler radars in 39 places.
अभी हम रिसेंटली एक प्रोग्राम शुरू किए हैं इसका नाम रखा है कि हर हर मौसम हर घर में हर टाइम फोरकास्ट देने के लिए हम कोशिश कर रहे हैं और कोई भी व्यक्ति किसी टाइम पर कहीं भी भारतवर्ष में फोरकास्ट को एक्सेस कर सकता है उनको फोरकास्ट मिलेगा कोई प्लेस में सो इसके लिए हम एक मोबाइल ऐप डेवलप किए हैं मौसम मोबाइल ऐप में एक मौसम ग्राम है मौसम ग्राम को जाएंगे तो जहां आप खड़े हैं वहां आपको फोरकास्ट मिलेगा अगले 36 घंटे के लिए हर घंटे में क्या वेदर होने वाला है 36 घंटे से 5 दिन तक हर 3 घंटे में क्या वेदर होने वाला है और 5 दिन से 10 दिन तक हर 6 घंटे में क्या वेदर होने वाला है इसका जानकारी दिया जाता है.
The IMD has forecast cold wave conditions in Himachal Pradesh, Jammu Kashmir, Ladakh, Punjab, Haryana and Chandigarh today. The Met Department further added that there will be a gradual fall in minimum temperatures by about 2 degrees Celsius over northwest India during the next 2 days. The air quality in the national capital, Delhi, is in the very poor category, with an average air quality index of 390 as of 1 p.m. this afternoon. Ahead of Christmas and New Year, snowfall in Shimla and other high-altitude areas of Himachal Pradesh, along with rainfall in the lower regions, has attracted hordes of visitors to all the tourist destinations. Tourists are thoroughly enjoying the snowfall at places like Shimla, Kufri, Narkanda, Manali and Dalhousie. A report.
The December snowfall occurring after a long time in popular tourist destinations like Shimla and Manali has greatly benefited the tourism industry, attracting a large number of visitors to the state's tourist spots. However, due to the snowfall, around 174 roads, including 3 national highways, are blocked for traffic and efforts to clear them are underway on war footing. Considering intermittent snowfall and rain, the district administrations of Shimla, Kullu and Kinnaur have issued advisory requesting people to avoid unnecessary travel to high altitude areas. Tourists are also urged to adhere to the administration guidelines. The meteorological department has issued a warning for light snowfall in higher regions and dense fog in the middle and lower regions of the state for today. Ritesh Kapoor, Akashwani News, Shimla.
The temperature across Kashmir Valley continues to plummet further, with Srinagar recording minus 6.6 degrees Celsius last night. Several places, including Shopian in South Kashmir, recorded a low of minus 8.8 degrees Celsius. In the Jammu region, temperatures also dipped but remained relatively mild compared to Kashmir. Jammu recorded a low of 7.6 degrees Celsius. We have more.
On the fourth day of the harshest 40-day winter period, Chilai Kala, Kashmir region is continuously experiencing dry, bone-chilling weather. The slippery condition of roads and fog during morning and evening hours hinder the early morning and late evening traffic movement. At Srinagar, Chief Minister Omar Abdullah is personally supervising administration to ensure uninterrupted supply of power, water and other essentials across the Kashmir region, particularly in far-flung areas. The administration is also making efforts to streamline the essential supplies in Jammu division, including in the difficult areas of Pir Panjal and Chenab Valley parts of the region. With Tariq Ratar, report from Srinagar, Aprajita Snatak, Akashwani News.
Telugu actor Allu Arjun today appeared before the police for questioning in connection with the Sandhya Theatre stampede case. The summons followed a notice issued yesterday directing him to cooperate with the investigation. The latest notice comes amid reports that the police are considering approaching the High Court to seek cancellation of his interim bail. Condolences are pouring in for renowned filmmaker Shyam Benegal, who passed away in Mumbai last evening at the age of 90 following a prolonged battle with chronic kidney disease. His last rites will be performed this afternoon at Mumbai's Shivaji Park. In women's cricket, second ODI of the three-match ICC Championship Series between India and West Indies is underway at the Kotambi Stadium in Vadodara. India were 59 for no loss in 9.4 overs when last reports came in. Earlier, Indian captain Harmanpreet Kaur won the toss and opted to bat first. In France, Prime Minister François Bayrou has unveiled a new government following the collapse of the previous cabinet. Former Prime Ministers Manuel Valls and Elisabeth Borne are also included in the new cabinet. Valls will head the Ministry of Overseas Territories, while Borne will lead the Ministry of National Education, Higher Education and Research. Benchmark domestic equity indices, Sensex and Nifty, were trading flat in afternoon trade today. The 30-share BSE Sensex fell 30 points to 78,510 and the NSE Nifty 50 declined marginally by 6 points to 23,747 when reports last came in. Meanwhile, the broader market at the Bombay Stock Exchange was trading in positive territory. Mid-cap index added 0.11% and the small-cap index was trading over 0.2% up a short while ago. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi holds pre-budget consultation with economists in New Delhi. Centre releases 15th Finance Commission grants of over 2,000 crore rupees for Uttar Pradesh and Andhra Pradesh for rural development. Union Consumer Affairs Minister Prahlad Joshi urges e-commerce platform and regulatory authorities to work together to promote ethical practices for consumer rights. Weather forecasting accuracy of IMD increased by 40 to 50% in last 10 years, says DGIMD. French Prime Minister François Bayrou announces new government following collapse of previous cabinet. And in women's cricket, match between India and the West Indies underway in Vadodara. And with that, we end the midday news.